Alright, we're going to make this a good day. I promise.
You promise?
I promise.
Each and every one of us.
I am putting my hand up. If you're watching the video stream of what's going on here, I've just put up my right hand. I'll put up my left hand. Wait a minute. You're holding me up. No, but my...
That's not your hand.
What is that?
Is this a money-back guarantee, Doug?
Yes, it is.
All right. So, what this means?
I guarantee you. Money-back guarantee. That this will be a good day.
Yes, sir. For each and every one of us, if you do not have a good day...
Yep.
You will email Doug at DougStephan, StePhan.com.
Right.
And you will ask for your money back.
Yes, you will. And the hot headline is you'll get back every cent that you've invested in this program. With interest, we'll send you
unless you're Geico.
Yeah, unless you're Geico.
Right, exactly. So Jennifer Horn is back. Nice to hear her smiling voice. Richie is here. The Good Day program with a focus on what's going on in the world. There is a great video of the day today at DougStephan.com.
Oh, yeah? I guess so.
This is an excerpt from an ABC News broadcast. Diane Sawyer introduces reporter John Carl, and they are here fixated on the U.S. Mint that is every day spending $600,000 of your money making special presidential dollar coins that nobody, literally nobody, wants. The Congress passed in 2005 a bill which requires that we make X number of coins to celebrate each of the presidents of the United States.
Oh.
They are now sitting in a vault in Baltimore because nobody wants them. $1 coins.
What do you mean nobody wants them? Why don't they just put them in the circulation?
Well, that's another good question. But you see, there's this whole thing about $1 coins versus the $1 bill. And the people who think we have, you know, in addition, here's something else that goes, we'll play the audio from this and you can hear it. The fact that we spend $600,000 a day on these coins, what isn't a part of this is that you and I spend $400,000 a day replacing dollar bills that wear out. So between making these coins that we ought to have in circulation, I agree with you, Richie, and remaking dollar bills that wear out, we spend $1 million a day.
Get out of town.
$1 million a day. You and I, and Warren Buffett wants us to pay more in taxes so we can support that kind of stuff. God bless him. I don't think he pays any attention. Maybe at 86 he doesn't have to or he doesn't care to. I find something interesting. Speaking of those guys, we have a story. I think it's at DougStephan.com today. I'm not sure where I saw it.
Let's see.
John Deere has been 5% of the stock in John Deere has been purchased by Bill Gates.
Really?
Yep.
That's kind of weird. Why wouldn't he like pharma like us, Dougie?
Well, I think that what he's really saying with that, I mean, you know, I don't want to be guilty of a lot of the things that I accuse other people of really trying
like
to
assuming.
Explain. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is what they meant by doing that. But a lot of people are going to the ground as they are going to gold and other things because sooner or later the real estate market goes back up again because there's no more earth. There is what there is and there ain't no more, not being any more produced. And so if you're looking for something that eventually in terms of investment is going to have merit or return to being meritorious, the land is it. If that's the case and I can hang around long enough, I'm in Fat City. But at any rate, anything related to the land is A+, if you will. Okay, so anyway, Richie, let's play the audio from this. And you react at 800-510-8255, this one way or the other. This is prima facie evidence of a whole number of things that I consider near and dear to all of us. And that is responsibility. So if you listen to this, you will be, if nothing else, you'll wander around the house this morning shaking your head. Or if you're in your car on your way to wherever you are, you're going to listen to this and you're going to say, my God, what in the world have we created here? Listen to this.
Our Washington Watchdog report tonight spotlights what seems to be a maddening waste of money as the nation is staring down so much debt. We first heard about this on NPR and had no idea it was going on. Here's ABC's John Carl.
We took a journey to the heart of the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia, down long corridors into oversized elevators and through doors, lots of doors, for a lesson on how to lose money while making money.
It sounds a little bit like Las Vegas around here, except the coins never stop coming.
This is the presidential dollar coin. They're making them to honor every dead president, but nobody seems to want them, not even the one for Rutherford B. Hayes.
Rutherford B. Hayes, hot off the press, literally, these coins are still warm.
Made of manganese brass, they cost 32 cents a pop to make. The Mint can make $1.8 million a day. Do the math, that's nearly $600,000 a day. Because almost nobody uses these things, most go directly into storage. We found a bunch of them 100 miles down the road in a vault.
Here at the Federal Reserve in Baltimore, the coins are packed into plastic bags, stacked one on top of each other, all the way up and down this aisle, several aisles of them, millions and millions of dollars in presidential coins.
And some are in boxes. It turns out there just is not much demand for a President Polk dollar. The Federal Reserve says the coins are piling up so quickly, they are now spending $650,000 to build a new vault in Dallas to hold them. Shipping the coins there will cost another $3 million. Why is all this happening? Because back in 2005, Congress ordered the Mint to make the coins, believing there would be a huge demand from consumers and collectors. The demand never came, but the coins keep coming and coming and coming. Senator Jack Reed was one of the co-sponsors of that bill, but not even he uses the dollar coins.
Use any of these things? Do you have any of these in your pocket?
I don't, but I, like everyone else, repeatedly used nickels, dimes, quarters.
Senator Reed now says Congress should consider pulling the plug on the dollar coin. Meanwhile, they keep piling up, already more than $1 billion made and counting.
And the Mint is scheduled to keep making the coins, going through all of the presidents in order until the year 2016. By that time, Diane, they will have made more than 2 billion $1 coins, and almost all of them will be in storage.
This is like a sci-fi movie. They just keep coming until then, but $600,000 a day, John. Why isn't one of the first cuts to cut the debt, trim the debt, this?
It's a great question, Diane. And the senators tell us that they think that the thing has got to stop or at least be slowed down. They're working with the Mint and the Federal Reserve to see if they can do that. But it may take passing another law. And you may have noticed around here, not many laws are getting passed.
So I want one. Why don't we have one?
Yeah, why aren't they in circulation?
This is so mad. This is so
They didn't answer
typical.
The question, why aren't they in demand?
They aren't in demand because people don't want to carry coins in their pockets.
I do. When I was in Canada, I loved that they had a dollar and a $2.
Nobody's disputing that, Jen.
But you're
saying in
general.
Aren't
you
the
one to say it's so great in the UK where they do this?
I think it's much better all the way around. To have the pound coin is much easier to work with than the pound as a bill. Mm-hmm. And then just, it's common, I don't say it's common sense, it's just what has been the case there. But over here, for whatever the reason, we object to it, or I don't know that they've been promoted. But it's just mind-numbing what goes on, this kind of stuff. I mean, where is there any leadership?
So
what I think is funny is this is the first time I've even heard that these things exist.
Uh-huh.
And if they're complaining that there's no demand and that these things are just sitting around, why don't they introduce them into circulation or something? Why don't we know about it?
Well, that's the question.
Dumb.
If there are a billion of these things, or not a billion of them, is there?
There will be a billion of them by the time if they don't
There'll
stop
be
it.
Two
the other
billion
thing is that they can't
them.
Seem to stop it. It's like a runaway train.
Yeah.
I saw the movie Unstoppable the other night, which is quite a good flick, and this reminds me of the same thing. That's why we talk about these people, and so many people are so focused on the 535 or 545 people that actually run things that are supposed to be representatives of what? Of common sense?
But
no,
you can't just dump $100 million, $2 billion worth of coins into circulation. My God, what would that do to the value of the dollar? Right now, they're worthless.
Who knows?
Right now, they're costing us money because they are not in circulation. But if you just dump them all into circulation, you can't do that.
Here's an email, 800-510-8255, an email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Yep, the more people talk about what's going on in our government, the more everybody is upset. The more everyone is upset. I don't want to upset you, but I do want you to think about what's going on. We need to have some leadership. If there were leadership someplace, I mean, you listen to that guy, the senator, what's his name, Reed, from Rice. Sounds like as dull a person as you could possibly find. You look at him and you think, my God, this is the best we can do? But why do we not have people that want to be in these positions?
Have we tested government? Are they human?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, really.
Maybe this is one of those alien plots again.
800-510-8255. How was your rest last night? Gentlemen, if you're having problems and you're getting up in the middle of the night, your urine flow, this sounds kind of gross to talk about that, but it is a factor, especially as people waking up this morning. If, in fact, you had a restless night and you've had them and you keep waking up and you have to go to the bathroom, the solution is pretty incredible and pretty easy. And it's actually free. Master Prostate, 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function so you get that rest that you need and the women in your life are happy because everything returns to normal. And if you'd like to try one of these bottles, they're offering this to you for free. So you'll see, you'll take it and you'll say, wow, I have to get up in the middle of the night anymore. I guess maybe there is something to this. Take my word for it. Master Prostate works. You have nothing to lose except those frequent trips to the bathroom. And also, you, as you get older, you need to have a healthy prostate. Something as we are living older, men are having problems with it. There's a million-dollar bottle giveaway. That, too. That is available by calling 800-716-6520. So here's how this works. You get a free bottle, you pay a little shipping and handling, and that's it. And then you'll see how it works, and you'll think, well, okay, I'm going to get it. And that's why they're giving it to you, so you'll see that it works. You will not get up every night. It's one of those things that almost seems like a duh. So pick up the phone, dial 800-716-6520, and take care of this and take care of yourself, okay? And the ladies, you want to help your a man, you take care of him. 800-716-6520.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tracking Tropical Storm Irene. As it moves up toward the south coast of the U.S., 21 after the hour.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Day, and I celebrated the 5th Amendment by acting like a president.
Uh-huh.
Took someone else's money and spent it on something I didn't need.
There you go.
I like it.
Well, how about this? Republicans now threatening to shut down the government. Hey, we are trillions of dollars in debt. We run massive deficits every year. We're not even close to balancing the budget. Shut it down? I say let's burn it down for the insurance money. That's what we should be doing.
All right.
So they tried that in the 1800s, didn't they?
They did, the bad guys. I think
the
president
of the West Wing got burned down. The whole White House got burned down.
The whole White House got burned down. There was no West Wing then. It's sort of hypocrisy in the focus here. If you're just joining us, we played an excerpt from an ABC broadcast where the expose focuses on the U.S. Mint that is making special presidential dollar coins. Cost $600,000 a day. There are certainly lots of questions here about leadership, and it's moderately amusing to contemplate all of these things, and it would be more fun if it wasn't costing between these coins being made every day and the amount of money we spend to reprint dollar bills every day. It's $1 million, $365 million a year being spent on this, and what's the end game? Here is Becky down in Louisiana. Hi, Becky. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty darn good. Anybody can send us some rain, though. We'll take that.
Rain. We'll send you the next time we have rain up here. We'll just think that thought, Becky. How's that?
I've got an answer maybe for the coins. They don't listen to the people, and they don't listen to businesses. They've got banks and Walmart and Coca-Cola. And none of their machinery is set up to take these coins and to store these coins and to count these coins.
It would be easy enough to do, given that they take other coins, to just change, I don't know how the mechanism works. But
spend another $1 billion so that they can all accept the coins.
Yeah. Well, but that'd
you know
be up
what?
To business.
If they had asked us all in the first, you know, and made provision for it, that would have been okay.
Right.
But no, they just go ahead and do it.
It's the leadership question. Becky, that's what it is. Terry's in Danville, Illinois. What do you think about this, Terry?
Hey, I was just going to let you know there are some of them coins being circulated. I work at an automotive plant and for change and stuff for the vending machines.
So it gives you, their vending machine is built, made, so that it'll take these dollar coins and give you change.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
So see, it's not that difficult to do them.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Coke machines, Pepsi machines, sandwich machines, all of them.
What size are they, Terry? Are they like the old dollar coins, the big ones, or the 50-cent pieces?
I think they're a tad bit smaller than or bigger than a quarter.
Yeah, just a little bigger than a quarter.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So it's easy to use.
It's easy to use.
Yeah. All right. So what do you think about the fact that they are there and nobody is using them? What do you think is the result of that?
I agree with you on the getting it out there more for circulation, but I know the vending machine people, last few places I have worked, have been using them.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate your input. Let's find out what Bruce's experience is on Good Day. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
All right. Jeff. Thank you.
Listen, first of all, maybe we should pay all these legislatures with this coin. Paychecks, they can have these coins.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think this is just symptomatic of the problem we have because we have professional politicians instead of citizen politicians. You know?
Yeah.
They need limited term, limited number of work days, so they don't have time to sit around and
Interesting, our poll question today focuses on what they're doing. Politicians seem to take a lot of time off. How much vacation time do you get every year? So that's a good question for you, Bruce. How much vacation time do you get this year?
Well, I'm a retired teacher, but...
So you're on permanent vacation.
Well, every day is a Saturday, but, you know...
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, these politicians would never legislate themselves out of the perks and the retirement stuff, so we're caught between a rock and a hard place here.
Well, if you work at it, then things get changed. That's a good... I think that's the thought for everybody to hold on to, the good thought. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle TUFFshelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS. 401 pass.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the farm, from Los Angeles, from Washington. Richie's in Washington, Jennifer's in Los Angeles. People think we're all in the same room. Well, we are. We're in an audio file.
A virtual room.
Yes, we're in a virtual audio file.
Here we are.
Room. And we are here at your service, on your side, talking about the events of the day, the news of the day, sort of. My definition of news is different than most people's definition of news. For example, there's big news from China today.
The White House sent Vice President Joe Biden to China today. Now we owe them $1 trillion and an apology.
Okay, so listen to this. You're going to love this.
Okay.
The Chinese Consumers Union is complaining about the quality of American workmanship. Apparently,
what do we even make anymore?
You know what?
Right.
Jennifer, when you were out yesterday during one of the commercial breaks, I looked up at the television and I was like, started laughing. You know what? There's a plant that makes and ships to China in Georgia? Chopsticks.
Really?
Right. Really.
All right.
We make chopsticks and send them to China.
Huh. Apple has been accused of selling refurbished iPhones as new ones in China. And the Consumer Advocacy Union has come together, filed a lawsuit in Beijing yesterday, wanting Apple to apologize and compensate the consumers for double the value of what they paid to buy an iPhone. Wang Hongyang, who is a consumer advocate, helped file the lawsuit and said, quote, if more consumers come to us with the same problem, we will file a lawsuit against Apple, against the American government, against whoever we can in America.
Against Bob Smith.
For selling us inferior quality products.
Wait a minute. So last
week,
have they been licking too much of their lead paint?
2 weeks ago, we found out that there were fake Apple stores selling fake Apple products in China.
Uh-huh.
And there were like three stores within a mile of each other. That's how, you know, just rampant these things were.
Yeah.
Now they say that there are refurbished phones. So what are these people going into these fake Apple stores and buying the fake Apple products and thinking they're the real ones and suing because of that? Or are they buying actual refurb products like when I broke my iPad?
How do you refurbish the iPad 4, they're just new on the market. Isn't that what I have?
Remember, no, yours is brand new.
But isn't it a 4?
It is you have an iPad. You have an iPad 2.
No, instead of an iPhone.
iPhone is the fourth generation.
How long has the iPhone 4 been out?
A year. A little over a year, actually.
Okay, so it's possible people would turn them in this larger quantity for
I've already turned in one iPhone because I had the home button wasn't working well.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, let me go get you a new iPhone. And then they take mine, send it back to the factory.
And send it to China!
And all of the good parts that are on it, they take those off. Yeah. All of the bad parts, they chuck. And the good parts, they reassemble a new phone.
How much of this stuff is actually made in China in the first place would be my question.
A good bit of it is. Yeah. So here they are complaining about the products that they make, ship here, and then ship back. But you remember my son broke my iPad, dropped and broke, and just shattered the glass on my iPad?
And they gave you a brand new one.
They gave me a refurbished one. And you can't tell it. I mean, it's the one I dropped, they will send back, take the guts out of it because it worked fine, take the back case off of it because it's in perfect condition, and throw the glass away.
All right, so it's something else for us to stew about here and to chuckle about as well. 23 before the hour, 800-510-8255. So here's our 2020 news quiz question. You ready?
Ready.
Sure.
There's a new organization called CASH. C-A-S-H. They identify themselves in their 501c3 documents as the Committee Against Sexual Hypocrisy. Hey. CASH has done something this week that has attracted a great deal of attention. What have they done? That's the 2020 news quiz question. 800-510-8255. The Committee Against Sexual Hypocrisy, known as CASH, has done something that has attracted a great deal of attention. So for the prize, Swell E-Food, if you'd like to have some of that, or Doug Steffen paraphernalia, either of those two things you may have at your discretion. You choose. 800-510-8255. Want to know what the Committee Against Sexual Hypocrisy, CASH, is doing. Why are they in the focus and in the news? 800-510-8255. Okay. So somebody just sent me an email. We've been talking about the $1 coins. The video of the day at DougSteffen.com, which you can check out, is from ABC News, a story about the U.S. Mint that is making special presidential dollar coins that nobody wants. Charles says a few years back, the post office used to have a stamp vending machine that gave change using these dollar coins. The machines have been pulled from the post office. Can you imagine anything that outrageous?
All right, so let me pose this question to you.
Okay, Richie, go ahead.
How much did you say we spend replacing paper?
$400,000 a day.
Okay.
Yep. $400,000 a day.
So if we were to dump all of these metal coins into circulation that would have a longer shelf life than the dollar coins, would that in the long run end up saving us money?
Yes, lots. So they have to get this. They have to get the coins out into the marketplace and get rid of the dollar bills.
But yet nobody wants the coins.
Well, why?
I do.
I don't think anybody's really been educated. I don't know. I'd rather have the coins in my pocket. I don't like coins in my pocket, but I put it in a tray or something and use them instead of my wallet gets filled up with dollar bills.
Really? What do you do on the weekends?
I carry a certain amount of cash.
Shaking that booty?
Yeah. All right. So
down all in the corner.
Yeah. Down on the street. 800-510-8255. All right, Bill, think dollar bills, dollar coins would ever work because you're stuck in a mud. The mud.
Well, Doug, Jennifer, and Richie, good morning to you all.
Hey, Bill.
Here's what goes on with them things. Look what happened to the Susan B. Anthony coin.
Yep.
Yeah, that was lame,
Now, there's a history deal in itself. Why did they decide to try to repeat something that was a failure? People had problems with them. They passed them off as quarters accidentally. And then some people just hoarded them up, figured they'd get
I'm guessing,
right.
Or I'm betting, that this bill was, this is not a bill. This was a rider attached to a bill, some kind of spending bill.
I see. You know what I don't understand, though? Who wins in this? Like, usually when they pass these bills that cost us a lot of money, somebody's getting rich. But this is the Mint.
Let's blame Dick Cheney. I bet it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Help yourself.
I don't get who gets rich here. I mean,
what gets rich? It isn't about getting rich. It just is about poor planning, poor promotion, poor operation.
So this was about the government
management.
Well, let's go back to the piece. They said that the that they thought they would be popular. They said
based
this is about the government
based on what?
This is about the government trying to do something that they thought would be popular and right. and do well.
I think this is a rider attached to a bill. I'm betting that nobody knew what they were voting on. Roger is in Eugene, Oregon. Hi, Roger.
I was wondering what you thought about that new statue of Martin Luther King that Chinese sculptor put together. It looks more like Chow and Lai than it looks like Martin Luther King.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Thanks. Whatever you've been listening to, it's...
I think it's neat. I'm going to go down next week and see it.
Not an original thought. Winifred, yeah, or Winford, which is your name? Hello?
Winfred.
Winfred, hi. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Good.
That's good. Nice to hear. What's going on with you?
Heading to work this morning.
All right, so the Committee Against Sexual Hypocrisy, known as CASH, is doing what? Why are they in the news?
I think they're running public ads in the newspaper trying to find out if anybody had had sex with, like, Governor Perry.
That is correct. They are now, they're apparently, the guy is Robert Murrow, who set this 501c3 up. He says he's a big Ron Paul supporter, and he was trying to help Ron Paul out. I'm not sure how much help this is for Ron Paul, but it's an interesting thing. Given the fact that there now are a lot of rumors. So the ad asks women who have slept with Governor Perry to come forward and identify themselves for a big reward, thus the name CASH, the Committee Against...
What was the number?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah.
You know what?
What, Richie? There are a lot of reasons not to like this guy. That may not be one of them.
Well, I mean, there's a lot to be said for the days when we were just naive and stupid.
Right, exactly. Let's go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when we were naive and stupid.
Yeah, back in the 60s when they were sleeping with whoever they wanted to and doing whatever they wanted to. Nobody talked about it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we give Winfred one of our swell prizes, Richie. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Nice to hear from you. Let's see what Ted is thinking. Ted's in Evansville, Indiana. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning.
So
I was ready to give the answer, but I see I was beaten to it.
You were, as a matter of fact. We took the calls in the order in which they came, and you were not the first person who called. However, I decided I wanted to give you a prize, but you have to contribute something worthwhile to the program.
Okay. Well, I heard your discussion before about the dollar coin.
Yes.
And I think the issue is with it, it's just not practical to carry $8 worth of coins in your pocket. And it's just not going to take off that way. In my opinion, you can't carry that much cash. You can wad up a bunch of singles and carry them.
Yeah.
But think about how strippers will have to wear those little coin containers instead.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to imagine any of the strippers that might be listening.
Yeah, they're like the ice cream man with that little belt.
I know.
Yeah, I don't even know where you put the coins, so.
I do.
Yeah, I can figure it out.
We can't draw you a picture, but.
Hold on a second, Ted. We will take good care of you. Meanwhile, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is our medical expert, is dying to become a participant in this conversation. Well, probably not in this conversation.
He wants to be associated with this so badly.
He may have something else that's more worthwhile to talk about, like some important medical news coming right up here on Good Day.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. 5 IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
You can be a part of the country's most prestigious gospel music celebration. Tickets are on sale now for Verizon's How Sweet the Sound Gospel Celebration, headlined by gospel legends CeCe Winans, Donald Lawrence, and Marvin Sapp. Verizon's How Sweet the Sound will tour the country this fall, searching for the best church choirs in America and uniting communities through music. Church choirs perform live at the events, vying for a chance to participate in the national finale. Grammy Award winner Donald Lawrence says the event is bringing the joy of gospel music to audiences across the country.
Verizon's How Sweet the Sound provides a platform for church choirs to share and celebrate their faith and talent with people across the country. Participating choirs will rejoice in song and praise, perform in front of gospel greats and fans, and have a chance to win up to $50,000. Tickets to the 9-City Tour are on sale now for only $10 and $15.
For more information, please visit howsweetthesound.com.
Once again, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you today by the folks who have that anti-aging cream that we've been talking about. The discovery is called Tautinol, has three ingredients, three powerful ingredients, Ken, that fight those unwanted signs of aging. I think you've said this has been tested up and down by the right folks. That's why you give it your stamp of approval. What about these ingredients?
Well, I do like this. It has the ingredients that a plastic surgeon has put into it that he has found from his study of the skin. That's very important to keep your skin nice and healthy, nice and young factor. And these are natural products that you're going to see in your skin, and you're going to get a good response. There's special products that you have. You need vitamin C, Matrixyl 3000, hyaluronic acid. These are items in your skin that help it stay natural, help it stay young, and decrease the wrinkling. This has been tried and proven in studies, and you'll get your money back if it doesn't work.
All right, here's what you do. You call 800-291-2584 and order. This is a special deal. You get two for the regular price, one free, and you get a special free gift. You mentioned Dr. Ken. 800-291-2584. One more time for Tautinol. 800-291-2584. All right, some important research to talk about today, Ken.
This is breaking news. For decades, we've wondered what causes Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and researchers at Northwestern University think they've come up with the cause. The basis of ALS appears, Doug, to be a malfunctioning protein recycling system in the neurons of the brain. Those are the cells in the brain and spinal cord. Efficient recycling, Doug, of the protein building blocks in the neurons is critical for optimal functioning of the neurons. They become severely damaged when they can't repair or maintain themselves. And this discovery, here's the hope, offers a common target for drug therapy.
Common target. So that means drug research goes after just one problem. Is that why?
Exactly. And all different types of ALS, there are about three at least, seem to be caused by the same common pathway.
ALS, long name for Lou Gehrig's disease. So there's some common ground, some good news. We always like good news on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. You get it with Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
It's the 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, Technology Tailor Time. The question at the moment that we send in Alex Goldfain's direction is, why did HP drop the price of its brand new touchpad tablet? Went from $399 to $99, $399 to $99.
Yeah.
The answer next on Good Day.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Yesterday, we talked about how Hewlett-Packard announced it will be spinning off and probably selling its consumer PC business. This sort of makes sense, as tablet devices are pretty much obliterating the consumer computer. However, HP also announced that it was killing its touchpad tablet device just a few weeks after it hit the retail market. First of all, you can now buy the $400 touchpad for $100. HP is liquidating them. Take a look online. Second, let's discuss the business aspect of all of this. HP decided it was no longer worth it to try to compete with Apple in the tablet category. Heck, they pretty much decided it was no longer worth their while or their money to compete for consumers' money. Apple has such a head start in the tablet space and such a dominating market share position, about 7 or 8 of every 10 tablets sold are iPads, that HP basically decided there's no point. We'll look at Android tablets versus the iPad tomorrow. I'm Alex Goldfain.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As it turns out, parents are not supposed to like a lot of things children think are fun. But it turns out video games are not necessarily on that list. So long as they also give the brain a workout. Bobby Owens with an explanation.
As video games evolve, parents are now seeing their educational value. A new Duracell-sponsored poll finds 73% of parents agree educational video games can be an effective teaching tool. TV tech expert Jamie Sorcher says teachers, it seems, are also on the same page.
This survey found 8 in 10 teachers agree that while traditional books and classroom activities are still an important part of the learning process, electronic devices are just as important.
And how do they power those gadgets? Sorcher says Duracell ranks highest on the teacher's list of trusted battery brands.
For good reason. Duracell copper top batteries are very versatile, working in battery-operated calculators and wireless classroom keyboards to charging educational video games at home. And if you need to cut costs with ever-expanding device options, rechargeable batteries can be a big relief for more long-term budgets.
For more on powering your educational electronics, log on to Duracell.com. That's Education Now from P&G.
Are you worried about maintaining your health coverage? Kendra Johansson has more on some options you might not have known that you have.
Maintaining health insurance coverage remains a concern for many Americans today, especially the unemployed. The federal government's 65% subsidy to help unemployed workers defray the cost of COBRA coverage expires on August 31st. Mark Baker of UnitedHealthcare's Golden Rule Insurance Company explains.
Millions of unemployed Americans are now responsible for the full cost of their health coverage, even though they no longer receive paychecks.
But there may be more budget-friendly alternatives to COBRA for many of these workers and their families, as well as for unemployed workers not eligible for COBRA.
Consider short-term health insurance plans that offer the flexibility to drop coverage at any time without penalty if you find a job. Also, higher deductible health plans can mean lower premiums for you and your family.
You can learn more about lower-cost health insurance options that might be right for you and your family at goldenrule.com. That's Healthcare Now from United Healthcare.
You know, if you saw the results of our poll on Friday, the question was, which social media outlet do you use the most? 36% of you said Facebook.
Sure.
15% said Twitter. 14% said LinkedIn. 8% said Google Plus. 6% said Tumblr. 12% said I don't use any of these. All right. That's pretty instructive. I got some random tweets here. Oh, my God. That's genius. Why Van Halen had brown M&Ms contractually removed. You know, he loves M&Ms, but he makes them take a brown.
Right, yeah.
Somebody just threw that as a random tweet. All right. Random Doug Stephan, good day. Time is 59 after the hour.